sunshine. I'm loving this. 50 degrees already. Get out and spread some of that on your face. Thank you for waking up with us this morning. Talk Around Thursday continues, and yeah, we're kind of a little out of step, but for good reason. Katie in from the chamber. Normally, you're here to talk to me on Monday.
Well, yeah.
But you got
but
something
there's so
big.
Much, you know, there's so much to do.
It's so much. It's so about. Big. Jordan even has to join you for this. Good morning.
Hi. Hello.
Good to have you. Good to have you. Good to have you both here.
Yeah.
And okay, we've been yapping about this a little bit. And folks, if you haven't heard about this, Borderline Chalkfest could really benefit from this. But we need your help. We need your vote. Katie, what's going on?
So the Borderline Chalkfest has been nominated as one of the top five finalists in a nationwide contest from Senex, and it's called Senex Hometown Throwdown. So we, amongst hundreds of other submissions, were drawn to be one of the top five in the country.
I love that.
I know. It's a big deal.
So it's looking good, but we still need votes.
We do. And so the contest is based on number of votes. And the most votes will, the most voted festival will mm-hmm. earn $100,000.
Yeah.
And it is a big deal.
It's
right.
a huge
and
deal.
That is.
So
that
we
is
are
really
rallying
big.
The community and the community's friends and relatives. As long as you're in the United States, you can vote for us.
Yeah, guys. Yeah, I mean, your aunt down in California. I mean, your
anybody,
old trash
yes.
guy down in Florida.
Anybody.
Now, I mean, you text them. You send them the link right
That's
now.
That's right.
Like, so easy to do. It's so easy to vote. It takes not even 10 seconds.
Well, yeah. And okay, explain that too. If people listening going, okay, I want to vote and I want to vote
yes.
Borderline Chalkfest. How do they do that?
So once you're on the website, you go down and hit the vote button. And then, excuse me, it's you put your name, your first and last name, your email address, and then the festival you would like to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
And then you make sure that you're not a robot by clicking the little button.
Yes, I am human. Verify you're human.
And then hit vote. And that is all you have to do. It's about a 10-second process. Mm-hmm. And so there's really no time at all to do this. It makes a huge impact.
And you can find that link on both the Borderline Chalkfest page. It's pinned at the top, the Facebook page.
Yeah.
The Chamber Facebook page. You can find it on our website. You can find it on our Instagram.
Easy.
You can find it just about anywhere you look. You Google Senex Hometown Throwdown. We're right there.
It's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I can tell you, too, that because I got two email addresses, folks, if you've got more than one email address,
yeah.
you can vote on as many email addresses as you have.
Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, yeah, you could vote if you got, like, two or three different emails.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's two or three new votes.
It's one vote per email, so
mm-hmm.
that's why it's important that if you have multiple vote or multiple emails, you can vote multiple times.
Right.
And I won't encourage anyone, you know, go create emails, but, if you're feeling a little fruity today.
Good thinking. Yes, go there and create an email or five.
Yeah.
And then vote to Borderline Chalkfest.
Yeah.
Katie, you talked about this a while back. How did did they approach you? Did you approach them? How did this come about?
So it was kind of out of the blue. I get a phone call from a representative from the Senex Hometown Throwdown saying, "We've been looking at your festival, and it seems like it would be a really great fit. We encourage you to apply." So I did some digging, and sure enough, it was legit. And so I applied.
And you're down to the top five.
Yeah,
of
and then they contacted
entries.
Us and said, you know, we're really encouraged with your entry. Can you give us some more information? And then about a month later, they contacted us saying, "You're one of the top five finalists. Can we have all of your pictures, please?"
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know the crazy thing? A lot of people don't even know this, but we knew about it so far ahead of time, and then we had to keep it a secret. We couldn't tell anybody.
Oh,
nobody.
Man.
Oh, my God. The Ooh. Hardest secret to keep. You just want to scream it to your community.
Exactly.
And it's like, I'm sitting here. I'm gnawing on my thumbs. Like, I cannot tell anyone. Oh, my God.
So, again, best case scenario, you win this thing. You get this thing.
Yeah.
And then are you percolating ideas? It's like, okay, or do you not want to get your hopes up just yet? But are you thinking of things?
Well, you know, we always think, like, if we end up winning the $50 million lottery,
oh,
we
yeah,
always
yeah,
dream
right.
big, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So with $100,000, what would we do? You know what? We'd love to bring some music down into the festival.
Yeah.
We would love to expand the festival to be more than just essentially a three-block area. So we'd like to make it bigger and better.
Can I throw in what I want to say?
Go ahead.
We've talked about Jordan's this, ideas. But you know, I think a tornado simulator, that'd be pretty cool.
Well, based on what happened last year, yeah, that probably isn't a bad idea.
So, I mean, the ideas are endless. So we just want to be able to spend the money wisely, responsibly, but also to make sure that it benefits the community and the whole essence of our Chalk Fest.
Well, you
and
know,
maybe we bring it to the community. We ask the community.
Yeah, ask the community.
Yeah.
Well, I know it just popped into my head. What I would like to see.
Yeah.
I'd like to see it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'd like to see a 4-day event. That's just me
right now,
thinking
just
out loud.
Two.
Yeah. That's
Four
me
days.
Thinking out loud.
See, there you go.
Because you'd obviously, if it grew, you'd be able to bring in more artists. You'd need more space. You'd need more streets. And again, nothing's done with good intentions. That all takes money.
Right. So it does. It does.
So this is a great thing.
I love the bringing the ideas to the community, or have the community bring ideas to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what you're all about.
It is. That's the theme. That's what it's all about.
So how long do we have before voting closes up?
So voting closes May 31st, and then they will announce the winner June 17th.
Mm.
So
they won't. Will they give you any advance notice? Like,
no idea.
So that's the June 17th. You're going to be both of you are
going to
be out
in
there
the dark
holding
until
your breath.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So okay. You know,
we're going to be in the dark. We're going to be. Yeah. Holding our rosaries, you know, whatever they are.
So, folks, between now and May 31st, vote. It's very easy, like you said, about a 10-second process.
So, CenexHometownThrowdown.com.
And if you get a hold of a chamber flyer, too, just scan that QR code.
Yeah,
and
very easy.
You can do it there that way, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We need your support. We need your help, people.
I've got you down for a while. You're going to be in here one more time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, outside of our Monday chats.
Yes.
You two will be in here one more time. We're going to talk about this a whole lot more.
So we're
all pulling for Borderline Chalk Fest. Yeah. I'd love to see this thing.
You know, and there isn't ever there isn't any loss. So I mean, we're guaranteed a $5,000 gift.
Mm-hmm. Just for being
a finalist,
top five,
and then there's also a $10,000 gift or a prize, and then a $25,000 prize. So anything. All your votes count for everything. So
get on there and vote, folks. And we're going to be talking a lot more about this between now and the end of the month.
Love it.
Katie Jordan, thank you for stopping by. Love seeing your smiling faces here. 9:15, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.